Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Morello moves to second. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. Waitke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Lee now pitching. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 1 in the game. Witek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Rigney moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball towards right. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Rigney scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Thompson scores. Mize goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Russ Meyer now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to second. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Kerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cooper strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Giants. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wittek hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello strikes out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Morello moves to third. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-4 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.